You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jeff Shuford, the president of the veteran-owned Tech from Vets, an award-winning digital company aimed at helping business owners expand their technology-based ventures. Mr. Shuford, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here with you.
And you're more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So your company, Tech from Vets, was named the best veteran-owned tech company last year of 2016 by the Huffington Post. What did your company do to earn such a prestigious award?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we really focus on developing cutting-edge innovations. One of the innovations that we developed is called Vets 22. It connects veterans with life-saving resources. We were just featured, in like Tech.co and Sports Illustrated and other publications with that innovation. And we're seeing a great usefulness from the app, from veterans and from their family members, letting us know that, you know, without the app, you know, their veteran, their brother or sister in arms would not have gotten the necessary resources and the life-saving resources that are not traditionally provided after you get out of the service. You know, it's only so much the VA can do. We're currently developing an app called Invest in Vets, where it's going to connect civilians and patriots, as we like to call you guys, of this country with veteran-owned businesses. And the objective for that is for people to buy from veteran-owned businesses by investing in our businesses. So, you know, we develop technologies like that, completely self-funded, and it was great to get such a honorable, award from such a global publication like the Huffington Post.
And no doubt about that. So what are some of the solutions that you offer at Tech from Vets?
Great. So the solutions we offer are a bit innovative. So we have PR solutions to start off with. You know, our big objective is to utilize a lot of the strategies that we've personally used to get our brand accelerated. So, for instance, our business was established early 2016, and within 14 months, we were featured in Forbes. Within about 6 months, we were featured in the Huffington Post. And within about 8 months, we were featured in the Jacksonville Business Journal. I mean, we were featured in the Jacksonville Business Journal before we had a business license. So, our objective is to use those same strategies to help our clients, which we refer to as investors because they're investing in their brand, they're investing in their future, you know, to really, you know, strategize and position their businesses, you know, so that they're in a position to where, you know, journalists want to pick up their businesses and, you know, the customer can trust, you know, their business because they've heard about them more. Studies show 62% of Americans get their information from search engines. You know, back when I grew up, it was about encyclopedias and dictionaries and the local news. So, you know, we've definitely changed how we're receiving the news and how we trust certain companies. And that's a part of brand acceleration. And that's what we're focused on. You know, we work with customers that will utilize us to position their brands to be featured in publications. You know, their brand gets featured in a publication. Then they share that on their social media feeds and their business feeds. And immediately people are engaging with it. They're liking it. They're resharing it. And people want to partner with their businesses. People want to buy from their businesses based off what they're reading in those publications. We also do mobile application development. That's a big part of what we do. We've been offering that as a product sponsorship so we can really focus on our PR solutions. So we've been focusing on churches. We've been focusing on nonprofits, just developing technology for them that they couldn't otherwise afford and giving them that digital presence that they desperately need to connect with their parishioners and with their customers. And of course, we do web development as well. And that's another form of brand acceleration, because quite frankly, you know, if you don't have a website, you know, people will not trust your brand, and you won't be able to be positioned. You know, the Forbes, the Huffington Post, MSNBCs, you know, the first question they're going to ask is, you know, what where's the link to your website? And if you don't have one, then that takes you out of that ballpark. So that's our objective, is to stay true to what we're really good at and to provide that, you know, for our customers, so we can start building the foundations of positioning their brand.
And you've got the bases covered without a question. Now, your company developed an award-winning app called the Vets 22. What resources does the Vets 22 app currently provide?
Great question. So Vets 22 is a mobile application that's very close to our heart. Our director of strategic partnership, his name is Drayton Florence. He's an 11-year NFL veteran. He played for the Bills, the Chargers, the Panthers, the Jaguars, and other teams. And, you know, when we were sitting at a round table, he asked us, you know, what's being done to help veterans transition? And, you know, I didn't feel as though I was in a position to answer that question because, you know, I served around 4 years. So our public affairs officer is a 28-year Army veteran. His name is referred to as retired Lieutenant Colonel Ricky Pope. And Colonel Pope, he said, you know, quite frankly, you know, nothing's really being done outside of, you know, the 1 week and sometimes a few days classes you get, you know, before you discharge out of the military. So Drayton said, well, why don't we develop an app? And quite frankly, in Jacksonville, we have 150,000 veterans and 50,000 active duty service men and women. So over 200,000 people that are faced with transitioning out of the military and not having resources, it just made sense that our company would develop a mobile application to connect, you know, our heroes, you know, with the resources that is so difficult to find. So in the Vets 22 app, you have homeless shelters, you have suicide crisis hotlines, you have food pantries. And when I say we have that, what I'm referring to is, not only can a veteran or a service person navigate directly there based off their actual location, the app knows where you are, and it can navigate you to the nearest food pantry and navigate you to the nearest homeless shelter, but you also you know, get navigated to VA hospitals if you need. We also have a feature provided from Florida.com called VIP for Vets that's completely free for the veteran, no credit card required, and it gives veterans access to discounts on airfare, hotels, travel. I mean, it is phenomenal. And we are planning on launching what we call My Virtual Chaplain. As you know, Eric, in the military, you know, we have chaplains that are there not just for spiritual guidance, but to be that, you know, extra, you know, battle buddy when we need. And of course, chaplains, when we tell them things, they legally cannot report to our command what we discussed. So we have a Navy veteran who has come on as our chaplain. His name is Pastor Ron Henson. He's a Navy veteran, as I stated, and he's the pastor of Mission Way Church in Jacksonville, Florida. And the objective of My Virtual Chaplain is to provide that extra, you know, that extra ear, you know, to that veteran in need outside of, you know, their mental health care professionals.
Absolutely outstanding what you have in place here today. We are joined by Mr. Jeff Shuford, the president of the veteran-owned Tech from Vets, an award-winning digital company aimed at helping business owners expand their technology-based ventures, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Shuford, you've led your company to be featured in publications such as Forbes, Jacksonville Business Journal, MSNBC, Sports Illustrated, and Entrepreneur.com, among others, and that's quite a list. What makes veterans such a great asset in the technology sector?
You know, I get asked this question all the time. And quite frankly, us veterans, you know, we have to overcome challenges all the time. You know, when I was serving back, you know, I was a truck driver, and they usually referred to us as target practice. And essentially, you know, having the tenacity to continuously go out on the missions, knowing that you may not come back, it makes you perfect for, you know, entrepreneurial ventures. You know, being in a position to where you don't know what to expect when you go, as we say, outside the wire. You know, not knowing if your brother or sister in arms is going to be coming back with you. You know, I've lost a brother in arms by the name of Russell Mikowski, who was just a stand-up soldier. And, you know, when you think about, you know, running your business and paying tribute to a person like that, you know, who made the ultimate sacrifice, it puts, you know, things that we deal with in business, like, you know, taxes and, you know, how to acquire customers and how to market yourself. It just, you know, it just does not amount to the ultimate sacrifice that our brothers and sisters in arms have ultimately given. So quite frankly, you know, being in business as a veteran is a great fit, because not only do we get to, you know, pay tribute to the ones that have given the ultimate sacrifice, but the ones who have given the ultimate sacrifice would have wanted us to be successful. So, you know, the objective is to utilize the struggles and the obstacles we face in the military and apply not only the struggles and the obstacles, but also the values, such as the Army values, you know, loyalty, duty, respect, honor, integrity, personal courage, selfless service. Those are perfect attributes to have as a leader in the business world. So, you know, we are great for you know, business ventures, and I'm really glad that I decided to start mine.
Lastly, Tech from Vets has also positioned businesses to be featured in major publications such as the Huffington Post, Engadget, BuzzFeed, and Florida.com, among others. Any advice for business owners looking to increase their digital presence like you have?
You know, quite frankly, you know, when I do keynotes, I'll be one of the panelists for the Veterpreneur Summit in Jacksonville, Florida, FSCJ. And a lot of the questions that I get is that very question right there. So I've come up with a very simple acronym, which is ATM, which stands for Action, Traction, and Momentum. So quite frankly, as entrepreneurs, when we have a great product, the first thing we think about is going to make money. And that makes sense, right? You know, you have a great product, you have a great service, people want to go make money. But the issue is that word of mouth eventually stops. And then we're left to try to figure out, should we focus on advertising? Should we focus on marketing? How do we do all this between Facebook ads, between TV, between radio? How do you balance it all? So for us, we really focus on ATM, which is A with this, which is action. So if you put in a lot of action in regards to your marketing and your advertising, and then you focus on, okay, now I'm building the traction that people know who I am, people understand what I do, then the momentum will come from that. And you know, for us, we like to share what made our business successful, which is we call it SIM. Saturation, innovation, and monetization. So we said our first year we want to focus on saturation. You know, how many publications can we get our business featured in? Because, of course, that builds trust. You know, we got 62% of Americans that get their information from search engines, right? So then we said, you know, innovation. Now, most companies aren't tech companies, so that could mean implementation, right, where you have a service and you're implementing it. But for us, innovation. And then monetization. So the third year, really focusing on, okay, how can we monetize this? Because we've already built a name for ourselves. People already know who we are. So it's much more easier to actually, you know, get people to buy from us because they know who we are. They believe in what we're doing. So, you know, that's one thing we focus on, to position our brands, because there's so much in regards to how to position your brand, how to market your brand, how to get, you know, journalists to pick up your brand, how to be on such a prestigious podcast such as this one. You know, so, you know, we really focus on those core values for our investors.
Well, Mr. Shuford, it certainly has been great to have had you, and you're doing an awesome job through your company. Congratulations goes out to you for all the success you've achieved and how you're helping out a lot of other business owners as well. Again, thanks so much for introducing us to Tech From Vets and all the details. Where can listeners get more details online, and how could one reach out if they needed to?
Awesome. Yeah, so www.techfromvets.com. Now, of course, we really pride ourselves on, if you just type in Tech From Vets in your Google search engine, you'll find a lot of stories about us via Huffington Post, MSNBCs, Forbes, and other major publications. You type in my name, Jeff Shuford, in Google, you should see I dominate pretty much the first 16 pages because I also contribute to like business.com, business to community, evancarmichael.com. So there's a lot of different ways that you can follow us. Of course, you can go on Twitter at Tech From Vets, or you can just type in Tech From Vets or Vets22 in Facebook, and you'll be able to find us as well.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Shuford, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update in the future, again, right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Again, we have been speaking with Mr. Jeff Shuford, the president of the veteran-owned Tech From Vets, an award-winning digital development company aimed at helping business owners expand their technology-based ventures. And for more information, simply visit techfromvets.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.